producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Conversational action, things that hopefully you'll want to know, maybe things you need to know, and our thoughts and comments on them and yours as well. So if you have something that you want to get clarified from our point of view, help yourself to 888-302-3684, or you can email us, Doug or Rich or Jen at DougStefan.com. The price of drugs, always in the focus, because healthcare is always in the focus, but right now, as we look at last year's surveys of what people have been paying for drugs, and you know how I am when it comes to the drug makers, the drug cartels.
You don't love them.
Well, what we talk, when we mention, or in general, the news media mentions the drug cartels, they are thinking or referring to El Chapo. But, hello, the large, powerful drug companies, Pfizer is one of them, Merck is another one. There are half a dozen of them that are multi-jillion, billion-dollar companies. And I maintain that many of them make their money in a scurrilous way, because if you look at the board of directors for many of the big drug companies, Eli Lilly is another one, and then you look at the board of directors, who's on the board of directors for Dow Chemical and DuPont and Monsanto and that bunch, you'll see a lot of the same names. So I don't think it takes a lot of imagination to figure out. People say, oh, Doug, you're so cynical. No, I think I'm just practical and realistic. This is big business and big money. These people have figured out a way to make you sick, and then they figure out a way to pay to make you better. That's the circle. That's the cycle. So to look at what it costs. Now, there are some legitimate drug makers, and there are some many legitimate drugs that help people live life much better than they would if they didn't have the drugs. But having said that, how many of them are directed toward fixing ills that are created by the bad food that you eat, or the things that you do, that you put into your body, the things you ingest that are just harmful and need correction? So when you see the prices and look at last year and wonder what's this going to be like this year, the industry's pricing power in the face of the mounting criticisms of costs. Pfizer is, again, another example, Horizon Pharma. The U.S. prices for dozens of branded drugs have gone up in the last year, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14% in 1 year. And many of the increases have gone up even in the past month or so. So you wonder, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that basically profiles this, which is a kind of a reach. Especially now that Murdoch owns the Wall Street Journal, they've been very susceptible to influence from advertisers. The news media is another culprit in all of this. It's sort of a triangle here. The news media is complicit because it isn't really the news media. It doesn't put in articles for the most part. Once in a while, there's a spark. The reason, by the way, the movie Spotlight and that series in the Globe in Boston that did as well as it did is because there was really no money behind the Catholic Church. Let's say the Spotlight team had gone after some, they usually go after public entities like the local transit system, or they go after the church, but they never go after businesses that are screwing their customers. They really don't. They'll go after maybe a housing authority, but for the most part, they stay away, and so do the other investigators. Remember the old days when most local television stations had an investigative unit? They called them the I-Team. They're going to go and uncover horrible things that are happening in your community. And they used to be pretty effective, but now They're not. They're just baloney. Oh, the tires on the buses are bald. Film at 11. Who gives a crap whether the tires on the buses are bald or not? That doesn't affect you. It might cause an accident, maybe something, but you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff that's just like wholesale horrible things going on that need to be they need to be investigated, and they aren't, because there's a conflict between the companies and their advertising departments and the newspapers and or the radio and or the television. It just, that's the way it is now. So it's very difficult, unless you can find somebody or some entity, some group, who's devoted to the public service of letting you know what the real story is. And the real story about drugs, the reason I'm giving you that whole ring around story is because the Wall Street Journal has notoriously been, especially since Rupert Murdoch bought it, staying away from these sort of investigative stories that make their advertisers look bad. And believe me, there's plenty of drug money at the Wall Street Journal. I don't mean El Chapo drug money. I mean Pfizer money. I mean Merck money. I mean Horizon Pharma money. And so to take this shot that the Wall Street Journal did at the pricing of drugs and why the drugs have gone to this point, it's just basically what they're saying is it's opportunity. It's what the market will bear, supposedly. I mean, that's what a lot of prices are based on anyway. And I don't say that that's bad in business, but at some point in time, people, this is what causes government to get into the regulation business when things get so out of hand. And we, you know, between Reagan and Bill Clinton, most everything was deregulated. And people thought at the time, that's a great idea. The airlines were deregulated, as I think they were the first one. But then all this other business that had government oversight, they just said, no more. Everybody, this is America. Price stuff as you will. The public will determine whether it will pay for the stuff or not. But when it comes to drugs, the public needs the drugs. And there's only one source, because, what is it, 10 or 12 years you have to keep the patent, and then it becomes generic. I think it's a 10-year cycle, 10 or 12 years. So under that circumstance, you make a lot of money the first 10 or 12 years. Hopefully you get back your research costs and make a lot of money. And, you know, that's kind of A-okay. But what brought it to everybody's attention was that company that bought, it wasn't Viagra, it was the, there was something that cost $5 and then the price of it went to $700.
Oh, yeah, the guy was in jail now for...
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a cholesterol?
Was it? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was something that was universally being used and then stopped. That kind of stuff, that gets into the media, into the news media, and it's going to have an impact. But for the most part, all this stuff is sort of doing business as usual. So I thought it was refreshing that the Wall Street Journal had that story, and I thought it was important for you to know what really is going on with all these big companies and how much they're charging because they can. And most of it is money that's being paid by the government through Medicare, or a lot of these people that are affected are over the age of 65, so, you know, they've got Medicare, and we're all paying for it through taxes, and that's one of the reasons they think they can get away with it, because, you know, people don't really necessarily look. I go back to Richie's old argument, look at your check and see what the stub says about how much you're paying in taxes. This stuff, this is all, this is, the drug companies are making money because you're, it's a tax. There's a tax, it's like the lottery, it's like so many other things, hidden taxes that really are the things you can't avoid, like regular taxes, but yet they get masked in some other way. It's a round robin, and it just brings you around to realizing that there's less and less disposable income, less and less that you have of your own, especially on fixed income people that, you know, beyond the age of 65, 67, like in there, when most people stop working and they only have maybe some 401k money, if they're lucky, retirement money, and they have Social Security, but it's not probably as much as you had when you were working. And as things become more and more expensive, like these drugs, it just kind of is a screw job for seniors. That's basically, I don't hear the rest of you clamoring that I'm wrong, so I'm going to take it that you think I'm right. It's a screw job.
You're on a roll.
For seniors. I am, but I'm now done with my roll, Rich. Thank you. It's 16 past the hour. I'm now going to go to the jelly portion of this program.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more
fun! Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
175 years ago, Tocqueville warned Americans about a new kind of oppression from our own government. He said, "The government covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules, through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. The will of man is not shattered, but softened, bent, and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people until a nation is reduced to nothing better than a flock of timid animals of which the government is the shepherd. We must look through the lens of liberty and take back our freedom before it's too late."
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 18 after the hour. Jennifer Ritchie and I looking at this picture that we have published at DougSteffens.com of a man who was wanted dead or alive. Wasn't quite that dramatic, but he was a fugitive. Being sought in Ohio, didn't like the mug shot that was circulating with the warrant for his arrest. So, what does he do?
Sends a better one.
Donald Pugh, wanted for failure to appear in court, multiple cases of arson, vandalism, theft, you name it. Lima police posted his picture on Facebook. A mug shot of him was offensive to Mr. Pugh. So he said, "This doesn't represent me." To rectify the situation, he texted police a selfie with the caption, "Here's a better photo than the one that's being used. It's terrible." Police then posted the new photo with the caption, "We thank Mr. Pugh for being helpful, but now we'd appreciate it if he would come speak to us at the police station about his charges." There you go. He looks like Larry Elder to me.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He looks a lot like Elder. Except Larry doesn't have a mustache. Yeah.
He's
been caught.
So Larry Elder, still on the loose.
Yeah. Still on the loose. There
you go. We know where to find him, CRN.
Right. Hotel building. This is a good sign for the economy. All these people, the news media, want you to be all scared because the Chinese, their stock market is rocking and rolling and the rest of the world is rocking and rolling and could mean bad things for our stock market. Nonsense. All over the country, new hotels are being built, and at least 865 are in construction now with over 100,000 rooms at cities all over the country. That's big business. So I'll let somebody try to talk you into things thinking, telling you, or making you think things are bad, because they're not. 21 after on Good Day.
your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
See if we can do some fractioning of football here in a bit. Richie went through the big game over the weekend and was disappointed in the last kick. The Patriots, the rumor is, have been letting games go so they could play easier teams. I don't understand
that
formula.
And my fantasy team really thinks. No, I think they have a lot of injuries. Their offense had a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
and so they were trying to rest them.
And I've heard this from other people, too, that they were being selective about the games they wanted to win. But I don't understand how that plays into the formula for who they play in the playoffs.
Well, I don't think they throw games. I mean, Rich can argue this.
No,
the reason I don't think they
for the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. They want their best players to be rested, so they were throwing games towards the end. But you want to win. You want to do well if you're going into the playoffs. You want to win so you get the bye week, because last week a bunch of the teams had the weekend.
Yeah, we had the same situation with the Redskins where we had locked the playoffs, our playoff spot, and the last game was meaningless for us. So one of the rest players, but you still want that momentum going in.
Yeah.
So we rested players, but still played them and had momentum going in, and it didn't do us any good yesterday. So.
All right. So anyway, the reason we're talking about football and Beyonce is because Beyonce is going to join Coldplay for the Super Bowl halftime show. She was in last year, wasn't she? The halftime, or
she was
year
in
before?
A couple years ago, and then Coldplay was in last year. And then I'm also seeing a rumor online that what's his face?
Bruno Mars. I think what they're trying to do, since this is Super Bowl 50, I think they're going to bring back some of their favorite acts. Yeah, so I would not be surprised to see other people announced. But Beyonce and Coldplay have done a song together, so that's why they'll be performing together.
All right, Richie, you got a piece of that, a snippet of the song?
I do, yeah.
The sponsor of halftime, by the way, is Pepsi. It says that Beyonce has confirmed they're going to be playing in the Santa Clara Stadium.
That's where the
Is that
Super
stadium
Bowl
that big?
I don't know.
Well, what's the Santa Clara?
That's where the Super Bowl is.
I heard that, Jim.
And that was the 49ers play?
So anyway, Beyonce makes an appearance on Coldplay's new album. They performed, she was 3 years ago. My God, I thought it was last year. It was last year, Katy Perry was after
Katy Perry.
So it was Beyonce, Katy Perry, and then Coldplay. By the way, did you see Katy Perry, how affected she was last night during the Golden Globes?
She was last year.
No.
Anyway, the information here, it's called the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. up there in Santa Clara, I guess.
Yeah, 49 was Katy Perry and Missy Elliott. You guys are off by a long time. I don't think Coldplay's done it in a while.
No, okay. All right, so if people are excited about that, it's good.
Yeah,
I don't
know. It'll be
news to me. But
did you guys see Katy Perry at the Golden Globes, by the way?
I just said that.
Hello, did you just say that? I'm sorry, I was Googling. Holy moly.
She was completely out of place. She didn't
really?
Look like, I thought she was
hot.
What was she doing at the...
She was... It was all about...
Presenting
me.
A song award.
Okay. Yeah, no, she didn't.
When you put Katy Perry in, first search it comes up, Golden Globes.
Her Golden Globes were showing.
I didn't find her appealing. It didn't fit for me. Why she was there? She was.
You might
want to
Google it, Rich.
Bad. It just is
gone. I'm there.
Didn't. She didn't even appeal to me. Anyway.
Hello.
All right, let's see. Richie's got to figure it out now.
Two reasons why she belongs.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon, Billy Joel, and J.K. Simmons, who are on the show together, watch it because it is fun. J.K. Simmons is a great actor,
gotta,
I think.
We've got to come to the show.
Listen to this. Crank it up.
He's the guy in the State Farm commercials, if you don't remember who he is.
J.K. Simmons would be a good, very accomplished actor. He was very prominent last night. Listen to this guy. And isn't, again, you meet new people that you know who you feel comfortable with and who you don't, but that's very cool. Check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com, 9:30.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investigating what's going on in the real world. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is with me. Rich McFadden is the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in control of my studio. Jennifer's in charge of her studio. And here we are trying to figure out who's in charge of the heavens, of space. Look! Out of the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's more asteroids!
Can you say that on the radio?
Asteroids? My name is Ricky Steffen, and I can say asteroids all I want. All right, so you want to rest easier tonight?
Please.
Please.
NASA has just launched a new office aimed at protecting us and other Earthlings from these bad asteroids. It's called the Planetary Defense Coordination Office. Ah, yes, another government agency. But
I'll tell you something.
This one seems like it might have some value. The Planetary
that
Defense Coordination
would be
Office.
A cool title to have on your business card, wouldn't
right.
it?
I'm in charge of the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
Can you imagine being a happy hour and handing that business card to somebody? That would be awesome.
I'm in charge of the Planetary Defense Coordination
That'd
Office.
Be top
would you
that.
Like to have a drink with me?
So what do you do?
All right, sorry. This office is going to oversee all of NASA's efforts to detect and track near-Earth objects, like the one that passed us last week by 1.5 miles, but in consideration of how large space is, I ain't too far away. And you wonder what could make it go either way, because it's a vacuum in space, so there's no wind blowing it one way or another. So apparently they tracked it. They knew what the trajectory was. They didn't worry about it. But there are others that apparently they are worried about. The head of the department's name, Rich, is Lindley Johnson.
Sounds official.
Planetary Defense Officer, it says on his card.
That's really cool.
Planetary Defense Officer. NASA stepping up its efforts to protect the planet from any impact. teaming with the National Nuclear Security Administration.
The whole planet?
Who knew?
The whole planet?
Yeah, the whole planet needs
it. Let's say an asteroid's getting ready to hit Iran. Do you think they just go,
well, it depends on how big
we'll
it is.
We'll let it fly.
We'll find this one.
North Korea. Well. Yeah. Hey,
boss, North Korea's about to get pummeled. Yeah, file that.
Right. There's the circular file over there. Anyway, they're teaming up with, let's see, who else? Where else could we? Those would be the two main ones. Teaming up with the National Nuclear Security Administration. Who knew we had a National Nuclear Security Administration?
Wow. Come on, of course you knew.
You knew that there was an Office of National Nuclear Security?
Yeah, the NNS. Come on.
Jennifer, the NNS. Listen to her.
National Nuclear Security.
Yeah. Anyway, they plan to make sure that we have the nuclear weapons stuff that you can deflect.
I just looked up NNS.
Yeah? And?
New Numbskull Society.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Numbskulls.
Anyway, this group is supposed to be added to their job is to deflect an asteroid, and if we had to use nuclear power to do that, that's what the National Nuclear Security Administration is all about. So, the question comes on what happens if the agency and other organizations can't deflect a body that will cause us harm. What does NASA say this new department would do? It will prepare us by alerting us as to the impact zone and what will happen when that impact zone gets blasted by an asteroid. What's going to be the emergency response?
You are about to be wiped off the planet.
Thanks for the
Thank
news.
You. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You've got about 48 hours.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. The Office of Planetary Defense Coordination is, according to its website, the agency is committed to perform a leadership role in national and international efforts to detect the natural impact hazards. And they are engaged now in planning in case there's a need for planetary defense. There are 1,500 near-Earth objects that whiz past our planet every year. Some of them weigh 90 pounds. Some of them weigh 3,000 pounds. Some of them are 300 feet long, 3,000 the size of a football field. I'm not interested. I ain't going to be real happy if the Earth gets hit, no matter where it is, by something that's 3,000 feet long. It's going to, 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs took the pipe. That's about the size of the astronaut that hit someplace in Mexico, too, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway.
That's how El Chapo will get a prison next.
There you go. Right. Yes. An asteroid will get.
Did you know they sent him back to the same prison?
Of course they did.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Right. I know.
So dumb.
Still, there's another hole that he's got to find. So those of you who are interested in asteroid detection, this could be a new job. This could be like plumbing, heating, air conditioning.
Ace Ventura, asteroid.
Right.
Detector.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Jen, I'll detect your asteroid anytime you need me to.
$50 million, the budget approval process. This thing has come about because in the last budget round, was that about a month ago, a month and a half ago, they have a $1.1 billion budget, and of that, $50 million is for this new agency. So there you go, boys and girls. How about that? Feel good about that? Interesting. Okay, something else that NASA has been tracking, and so have the folks at the National Oceanographic and Hoosier What's It Administration, also known as NOAA, N-O-A-A, more El Nino. Apparently, this is not an El Nino. This is an El Nino wannabe. El Nino and El Nino light, a weather pattern that has started to cross the Western Hemisphere. This is, they call it Godzilla El Nino as well as El Nino Light and El Nino number 2. A monster weather anomaly wreaking havoc with the West Coast.
I'll tell you what's a number 2. This weather forecast. This is, seriously, it's such a joke. They've been talking about El Nino and all the rain. We have 2 days of rain last week.
And everybody thinks
El Nino's
coming
here.
Apart.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking right now at my 10-day weather forecast, and there are, in the next 3 days, three chances of rain, the highest percentage, 20%. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Where is the rain if it's El Nino? Come on, people.
Who will because stop
it's fun
the rain?
To watch Californians freak out. Over the thought. I mean,
but there's no rain to freak out over. Two days last week. It was really bad. I mean, it was a lot of rain, but give me a break.
This is there's also another nickname for this weather system. It's called the blob.
Overrated.
A huge mass of warmed ocean water. And when they say warm, it's about 5 degrees warmer than normal. It is right now today, Jennifer, lurking off the Pacific Ocean, just off the west coast. I'm a block from the beach. It's going to get me perhaps by Wednesday. It'll reach from Mexico to Alaska. It's a 60-foot blob of water causing havoc with the weather. And it will perhaps bring all kinds of strange advisories for us by
60 degrees on Wednesday.
The end of the week.
Possibly it's going to happen.
The blob. And then there's Son of Blob that's coming later on, some of the forecasters say. We've got a blob. We've got El Nino, Son of El Nino, El Nino Light, Godzilla El Nino, Blob El Nino, Son of Blob El Nino.
And in the meantime, it's
called the Blob Watch. Right, Richie, you can probably find the blog. It's called Blob Watch. There is a blog. There is a blog called Blob Watch. So those of you who are traveling out here, you're going to go fishing or something. If you haven't seen the movie Point Break or Break, what is it? Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah, the new version of the old movie that Patrick Swayze was in. I think it's a better movie than Patrick Swayze's movie. It's more interesting. It's about more thrilling things. It's well shot. I like the movie, frankly. But anyway. It's not a good place to go fishing for the next week or so. It's not a good place to go surfing for the next week or so. It's called also, this is another one, Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's also called the 3 R's, Ridiculously Resilient Ridge of Water. My God, they've got more names for this thing, like the Alberta Clipper. So anyway, if you are concerned about your health and well-being, better not come to the West Coast. Maybe I'll go back east tomorrow. What do you think, Jen?
Maybe.
Save myself.
I mean, you might as well run.
Right. I'm only a block from the beach, for God's sakes.
Well, you're not going to bring Jen with you?
I could be overrun. She's on the other side of the hill. They're not going to go. Water's not going over the hill.
No. Yeah,
my kids are safe. They're on the other side of the hill.
Just go to Jennifer's house. What do you need to go back?
No,
you
okay.
I can do that. All right, so I'll do that.
We'll make a party out of it.
Yeah. We're having a party.
An El Nino party.
Is Brad Pitt a Republican or a Democrat?
I would guess a Democrat, but I don't know.
I'm thinking he's a Dem.
Please.
Nope.
He's married to that woman. He's got a Democrat.
Well, we know that her father is an extreme Republican.
Huge Republican.
Yeah. How about that? I don't know.
Why do you think that?
But this is interesting. Why would we be interested? This is a Facebook post. Celebrities that lead to the right, Carrie Underwood.
Yes, that's one. Mel Gibson.
That's no big. That's a surprise. How is that a surprise? Adam Sandler. That surprises me. That surprised you?
He's a big Republican. He loved Giuliani. He was a backer of Giuliani for
really.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. So who else is in this crowd? Christian Bale. I don't think he's an American citizen.
Like Batman. I mean, what do you expect? You know,
Batman. Most of these people are low-profile people, and I think that's intelligent. Keep your political opinions to yourself. Caitlyn Jenner, apparently a big right-winger.
Yeah. Well, during that interview with Diane Sawyer, she said she was a Republican.
Yeah, really. So does that mean,
that time he
just because you're a Republican, does that mean you're a crazy right-winger?
No, I'm perfectly sane. Thanks.
Yeah,
you are.
Really.
But
yeah,
you do you think you're crazy? Both of you, you're not crazy right wingers.
I mean, we're
I'm
all
more
right wing
than Rich these days.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you are. Well, it's because he's been modified by my influence.
You're right.
Yes.
And I'm not. I just want to be left alone.
I actually
Chuck
think
Norris. No surprise
right-wing.
With Chuck Norris, huh?
I think you're actually more right wing than Rich right now. On some things,
I maybe
you're more anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Bruce Willis, big time.
Oh, yeah,
he is. He's going for Trump. He's wearing a Trump hat.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I wish he hadn't stiffed Stallone and Schwarzenegger in that last Expendables movie. That was a bad move on his part. It just didn't. You know, you want to see these guys kind of all playing together. Robert Downey Jr.
That surprises me.
Big time brother, right, especially given, well, maybe he changed when he sobered up.
I'd like to know how they get this. Is this like from
Peyton Manning, Richie, that surprised you?
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
No.
All right, go ahead. What'd you say, Jenda?
But how do they get this information? Like, how do they know Brad Pitt's a Republican? I mean,
is it like somehow
they donate?
Yeah, maybe. Owen Wilson? I don't know if that's...
I've heard that before about him.
Have you really?
What about his brother? Probably go to events or something.
What's his story with his brother?
Or make statements.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Wow.
Well, once again, Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. Come on now. You'd think he'd be a communist.
On the dark side.
Right. You'd think he'd be an absolute communist.
Johnny Ramone of the Ramones. Now, that's sort of surprising.
Yeah, punk rocker there. Yeah,
huh?
Definitely. Punk rocker. All punk rockers.
Kelsey
there.
Grammer.
Well, we knew that.
You did?
I guess.
I never in the back of my mind. Yeah.
In fact, he got blacklisted, I think, for a while.
He did.
Because of that?
Mm-hmm.
Selleck didn't, and he is.
Yeah, he wasn't as
vocal. I think he wasn't as vocal. Kelsey Grammer, for a while, was pretty vocal, and he didn't work for a bit.
He even had a TV show that highlighted it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that cable show.
Dean Cain, the guy that played Superman?
Dean Cain is very out about it.
Yeah, how is that, Jenna? How do you know?
He goes on Fox News a lot. He's a pundit.
Does he?
He was best friends with Chris Kyle, the sniper.
That's right.
Lindsay Lohan? I don't know what that does for the
That doesn't help.
I think they say she and Britney Spears, for some reason, are Republicans. I'm not
really
sure.
Yeah, I've heard Britney Spears.
Huh. Heather Locklear is on this list as well. I don't know why that surprises me, or it doesn't surprise me.
I'm telling you, all the hot girls are Republicans.
Juliana Huff is. Where is Shatner on this list?
He's Canadian.
I understand that, but
he's not conservative.
He's not.
Although I think he's getting a little more conservative.
He never got a citizenship?
I think he's a
dual citizenship. Just like Cruz.
When we were talking about politics, he's not real public about his politics, but he was talking to me lately about how he was intrigued with the presidential rundown on the GOP side. So
really?
Yeah, who knows?
What does that mean?
I'm
going to be in Palm Springs for that Shatner thing, the 29th. Jenny can't go.
You're going to be in Palm Springs.
Yeah, so that doesn't work. I would like to go see that. All right, so I just thought you'd be interested in some of the names that are on that list. It's a very interesting. But where's the same list?
It'd be too long.
For the left.
People
you'd be surprised are left.
It's everybody else.
Oh, okay. 13, where are we? 12 before they are, 48 after.
And the rest.
Here on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy. Netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell, the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid Law Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A breath of fresh air. The Doug Steffen Good Day.
Indeed, sir.
Program 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And joining Jennifer and Kenny and I is Richard Schemmel, who is a former BuzzFeed contributor and our technical media observer for this day. So I think it would be appropriate, Richard, for us to sort of go back to last week's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and talk about what really is new, what really is going to affect people, what of all of those things seems to be something or maybe a couple of things that will really take hold in your opinion. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, so Richard Schemmel is here on Good Day in our Tech Talk time. What, for you, Richard, what came out of CES that seemed more significant? I'm talking about you before we get the overall view. You, and with your background expertise, what were you most, I suppose we could say, phased by? What seemed to interest you most?
What I saw a lot of this year were phonographs. Whether they were self-contained phonographs with speakers or turntables, because I guess there's a resurgence of vinyl with a younger generation.
What's old is new again.
You got
That's it. We can't have anything else. We've gone beyond the beyond, so now let's go back to the old stuff. It's kind of like making movies. We can't find any good themes for good new movies, so let's remake the old ones. That's what this sort of reminds me of. What else besides phonographs come from that category, you think, Richard?
I also saw boomboxes come back. You're seeing a
really?
Lot of boomboxes with lights, with strobe lights, with colored lights. You know, whether it'll survive, who knows? You know, they're calling them tailgate boxes. They're the size of musical amplifiers. You can roll around, and it's just unbelievable. I saw a new type of drones. Parrot came out with a drone that doesn't have blades. It looks more like a stealth jet.
Really?
Connected home. You're gonna see a lot of you're gonna hear a term, Internet of Things, IoT. That talks about the connected home, where appliances are connected to an app on your phone that you're going to be able to control. Personal health products, wearables, whether it's a band that does your blood pressure while you're walking, or a jacket, or just a unbelievable amount of wearables. The thing people have to remember about CES is about 80% of the products shown never hit the market.
Never get the market, no, right. One of them that was prominent a few years ago, the Fitbit, is in the idea behind it, or is it the manufacturer who is involved in a lawsuit because they don't really work?
I picked up that story yesterday that they're alleging that it's giving inaccurate readings. Okay. Now, in my opinion, most of these wearables or health items, the reading's not going to be like if you go to a doctor's office.
No, for God's sake. What do you expect from it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What I found interesting is that Edward Snowden appeared there for a brief period of time.
Right. Edward Snowden appeared via satellite at a booth that had these little robots that went around with video monitors rolling around.
Fascinating.
And it's just unbelievable what they come up with, these designers and these research people.
Pretty good information. Thank you for that update, Richard. Richard Schemmel here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.